AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
John Hankey is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hankey.
The next thing is COVID. And so here's a teaser. COVID. Oh, Jeffrey Sachs. I mentioned Jeffrey Sachs, who says that a peace deal had been signed in Ukraine, right? And this guy, he's a Columbia professor. He's an administrator inside the United Nations for sustainability. He's supposed to come up with plans that the United Nations might implement in order to solve hunger and to improve global education. The two of the things that he specializes in. And, you know, that's pretty. And The Lancet recruited Jeffrey Sachs to investigate the origins of COVID. And Jeffrey Sachs, I don't remember any longer where I saw this, but it was semi-mainstream media, right? It might have been The Intercept, which is, you know, it's not mainstream media, but it's close as you can get to. They won't say 9/11 is an inside job, and they certainly aren't going to say Bush and Harriman killed JFK. And they won't say that October 7th was an inside job. We should spend 2 seconds on October 7th just and include that as a teaser for the next segment. But he says that after his investigation, he's absolutely persuaded that COVID came from U.S. labs. And what's certainly the case is that the vaccines, there has never been another mRNA vaccine. Coming up with an mRNA vaccine is like a moonshot. It's like starting from scratch in 1958, saying, oh my gosh, the Russians have Sputnik. We need to put a man on the moon, and launching a 10-year, highly expensive, and recruiting the best guys and putting them to work and to develop the vaccine. And the thing is, if you want to use a disease as a bioweapon, you have to develop you have to have a vaccine, right? You can't have all your people and all your leaders dying of this disease. So they came up with this thing, and then they released it in Wuhan, so because of the lab that's there. But Sachs says that it was, as far as he's concerned, absolutely, given the absolute transparency of the Chinese in the international investigation, and given the absolute opaqueness of the 350 bioweapons labs operated by the United States. And, you know, he says, I got proposals in my hand, you know, over 100 proposals to create something like COVID. You approved them. We know these guys were working on it, and you won't show us anything. You know, you didn't give us these. We got these on our own, but we have them and they're documented, and you were trying to do it, and apparently you did. But so why did they do it? I think they wanted to. I have a speech from Trump, and it's in my COVID video, and I'll send you a link. Yeah, shall I? I'll send you a link to the COVID video. Trump is speaking in front of, you know, some big Republican thingy, and he says, look, all you guys want to cut Social Security and you want to cut Medicare, and if you do that, you're not going to win another election. So you have to find another way. Well, the nursing homes just got exterminated in New York, right? There are people who accuse whatever his name is, the mafia Italian guy, Cuomo, isn't it Cuomo who was the governor? They accuse him because the fatalities inside nursing homes were just insane. And I mean, who's going to have the highest level of security? You would, and how difficult is it, right? Providing security on a subway train, that's nearly impossible. Providing security, that COVID security at a nursing home, it seems to me in so eminently doable. It will, and in the COVID video, you'll see that the leaders of immunology in the United States developed a test for COVID within days and were ordered by the FDA not to use it. And it didn't get used for months and months and months and months. It's, how did that happen? And you won't find, what's his name? Fauci. Fauci's name isn't on that. It's some other people that, the guys given the orders are people that you probably wouldn't recognize their names, probably. Anyhow, unless you were really, really, really into COVID. But these were the early leaders. And the point is that they knew, oh my goodness, the Chinese posted the genome online like 5 days after they got it. They posted it online, but they sent it to the United States the minute they got it. And then 5 days later posted it so that, because the U.S. wasn't distributing it to all of their people.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.